Sip, Create, Repeat. A podcast providing marketing strategies you can consume over a cup of coffee.
All right, guys. So today we want to talk about three ways to increase your online store's conversion rate. So first off, Chris, what is an online store's conversion rate?
That's a great question. So a conversion rate is just the percentage of users who take an action. So in an online store, you would think it's going to be sales. So it's a percentage of the people that come to your store and actually check out. A good online store conversion rate, or an average online store conversion rate, I should say, is 1% to 2%. Anything above that is considered good. Anything below that, you could use a little bit more work. So we want to talk to those people that might need a little bit more work or are sitting right about that 1% to 2%. Point number one is going to be good hosting. So if you use Shopify to host your online store, you don't need to worry about this point because there's nothing you can do from a hosting perspective. That's the beauty of Shopify. It's this kind of all packaged deal. But if you use something like WooCommerce to run your online store, then you really need to make sure that you get a good hosting plan picked and a hosting provider that's going to be super reliable. We always recommend for WordPress websites WP Engine. They tend to not have a lot of downtime and give incredibly fast speeds and a lot of perks by hosting with them.
I think the second thing that people can do to increase that conversion rate is you want to give your audience offers. And those offers can be a variety of different things, whether it's a pop-up saying, hey, sign up for our email list and receive 10% off, whether it is, you know, promoting certain products to say, hey, this product is X amount off, using different email campaigns around like perhaps holidays or other events that are relative to your business to say, you know, it's Labor Day weekend, enjoy blah, 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 percentage off. All of those are good ways to go about trying to convert those customers using some enticing offer.
Definitely. And point number three is going to be good product photography. So this one should not be understated just because it's the last point. You really need to make sure, I mean, if you have anything above like an iPhone 8, then you have an amazing, you know, camera that you carry around in your pocket all day. You know, setting up and lighting for product photography, it doesn't have to be overly complicated. You could use a white poster board and a window to light your products really well. And, you know, having good product photos makes people want to purchase something. But also what you want to do is make sure that all of the photos that are on your website of your products are consistent. So if you upload one that is square, then I think you need to just commit to having square photos across your site. If you upload one that maybe is more of that portrait orientation, then you need to just commit to that. But either way, what you don't want is a mixture of all sorts of different sizes. And if you don't have the ability to crop or to make things consistent when it comes to sizes, then you can, you know, you can hop on Fiverr or Upwork and find a designer on there, or someone that knows Photoshop on there pretty easily. And I think they could help you just batch, you know, crop these things and it'll be pretty minimal to your bottom line.
Yeah. There's also a handful of online tools out there that you could probably use to resize different photos and things. And actually, I think there's a setting in iPhones now where you can adjust the crop and scale right there. So there's lots of good options to make sure you're keeping up with that visual consistency from a photography standpoint on your online store. So we hope you guys found these tips useful and check back for another episode. Thanks.
Like this episode? Be sure to rate and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Looking for more from us? Follow @DuoCleveland on social media today.